Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we've got kind of a unique mission. You shared a source with us that's not your usual government report or, you know, a tech brief.
No, definitely not.
It's actually a promotional excerpt, like a piece of marketing text for a really specialized professional service all about personal crisis, specifically relationship stuff.
That's right. The source document we're looking at is from someone called Melbourne Loveback Astrologer Srihari. And what we're doing is treating this text, well, like any specialized piece of writing.
Okay.
Our aim isn't really to judge the practice itself, but more to deconstruct the document, understand its knowledge structure, what it's claiming, the language it uses, especially when offering this kind of intense spiritual guidance in a modern, you know, commercial way.
Right. So our mission today is basically to unpack the language, the promises, and the specific methods this text lays out for getting love back. We're really just digging into the anatomy of this particular service pitch. Okay, let's get into this. Because it's fascinating how it takes this universal thing, emotional pain, and filters it through this really specific, local, and kind of ancient lens.
It really is. It's a surprisingly efficient piece of communication, actually. And the very first thing it does, it grabs relevance through specificity.
Let's start right there then, that title. Get Your Love Back in Melbourne. It's super specific. Why is putting Melbourne right there, that geographic tag? Why is that so important right at the start?
Well, geography builds, I think, instant trust and maybe urgency. Look, spiritual guidance, especially astrology, it's this huge, ancient, universal practice.
Sure.
But imagine you're in Melbourne, you're heartbroken, you're looking for help online, maybe late at night. You probably don't want some generic global service. You want someone local, right? Someone accessible who gets your, I don't know, your immediate context.
Yeah.
By sticking Melbourne in the title, the service shifts from being just like an abstract idea to something potential available right now, right here. It answers that, where do I even go?
Yeah.
Question immediately.
That makes a lot of sense. It cuts through all the noise online and says, hey, we're here for you now. And then, okay, after setting that local boundary, the text seems to immediately broaden out to cover, well, all sorts of relationship pain. What specific troubles does the source actually list?
It names three main things: misunderstandings, breakup pain, or lost affection. And what's striking about that list, I think, is just how much emotional ground it covers.
I noticed that too. Breakup pain, that's the big one, right? The acute crisis, the sudden thing that makes you desperately search for help. It's that moment of shock.
Exactly. That's the immediate trigger for many people. But crucially, they don't stop there. They also include misunderstandings and lost affection. Now, those speak more to, let's call it, chronic pain.
Yeah.
The sort of slow burn, the insidious decay, where maybe the relationship isn't officially over, but it feels like it's dying. You know, that feeling of drifting apart rather than a big explosion.
So it's clever. The source basically makes sure that whether you're dealing with a sudden, messy split or that long, slow, painful fade out, this text feels like it's talking directly to you, whatever your particular brand of heartache is. Okay. They're trying to catch everyone, no matter where they are on that crisis curve.
Precisely. And after casting that wide net for these universal problems, but framing them locally, the text delivers its core promise. It says that powerful love back solutions can help rekindle your relationship. It's very direct language, focused on the outcome, promising action, effectiveness.
Okay, now we're getting to a really interesting transition point. It's one thing to promise you can fix a relationship, but it's, well, it's quite another to claim you have the tools to do it. Seems like a big leap they have to make here, connecting, you know, thousands of years of astrology to someone's very modern, very specific relationship crisis in Melbourne. How does the source handle that jump?
Ah, that leads us perfectly into the next bit. The methodology and the promised emotional outcomes. And yeah, this is where it gets really interesting, as you say. The text clearly states the tools are expert astrology and spiritual guidance.
Right.
Now, these are big, profound concepts. They imply access to some kind of deep, specialized knowledge. I mean, planetary alignments, energetic stuff, things totally outside the realm of, say, standard couples therapy.
Mm-hmm.
But the results they promise aren't fuzzy or abstract, like just spiritual balance. The text seems to link these really profound, maybe even esoteric methods directly to very concrete, measurable, and honestly quite secular emotional results. How does the source manage to blend those two seemingly opposite things?
That's really the core of this document, analytically speaking. It promises effective remedies to restore trust, harmony, and emotional connection. Just listen to those words: trust, harmony, connection.
Mm.
The spiritual input, the astrology, the guidance, it gets immediately translated into the kind of measurable emotional currency that defines a successful, stable, modern relationship. Emotional currency. I like that framing here. So they're not just saying you'll get back together.
Right.
They're promising a relationship that's actually like structurally sound this time.
Mm.
But why lean so heavily on words like trust and harmony? They sound like they're straight out of a, I don't know, a modern therapy session, not an ancient astrological reading.
Well, what's fascinating there is that the service kind of has to validate its spiritual process using outcomes the client understands and desires.
Hmm.
Think about it. If someone's partner left, they might feel the big issue was a lack of trust.
Okay.
Astrology, as presented here, promises to find the real underlying reason for that lack of trust. Maybe it's a planetary thing, a karmic blockage, whatever, and fix it at the root. The result is the secular outcome the client gets. Trust is restored. So they use the perceived depth and power of the spiritual system to solve the immediate surface level emotional problem the client feels.
Got it. So the spiritual method gives it credibility, maybe a sense of unique power, while the promise of restoring trust, harmony, and connection provides the like the tangible deliverable the person is actually paying for and hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very smart reprisal move.
It really is. And notice the document doesn't just promise to fix the past damage. It frames it as a positive step into the future. The ultimate goal isn't just getting the love back. It's to bring your true love back and start a happier chapter together in life.
Ah, that's key.
Yeah, it reframes the whole service as an investment. Not just repair, but moving into a new, better phase of life, putting the pain behind you. It's presented like hitting a complete emotional reset button.
That changes the whole feeling of the transaction, doesn't it? It's not just fixing something broken, it's upgrading.
Exactly. It taps into optimism, growth, directly countering the client's likely feelings of being stuck, of despair.
Okay, let's shift gears slightly to section 3, the practical stuff.
Yeah.
Accessibility. Even when you're dealing with spiritual guidance, you still need clear ways for people to actually contact you, right? To convert interest into action. After convincing someone their problem is understood and the method sounds powerful, the text needs to make it easy to take the next step.
Mm-hmm.
What are the specific contact details given in the source?
Yep. Crucial part. The source provides two key pieces of contact info. First, the website address, which is https.bestastrologersrahari.com. Get your love back in Melbourne.
Okay, got it. And importantly, there's also a phone number, +614-0222-9924.
Now, if we connect this back to the bigger picture, the way that URL is built is almost as significant as the phone number itself.
How so?
Well, look at it. Get Your Love Back in Melbourne is right there in the web address. That's not just making it look local. That's classic search engine optimization, SEO.
Ah, of course.
It's designed so that when someone in Melbourne literally types that problem or something very close to it into Google, this specific service pops right up.
That's a brilliant point. It perfectly marries this ancient practice, astrology, with absolutely modern digital marketing tactics. The spiritual expertise is packaged neatly for today's search algorithms.
Absolutely. And then the phone number with the +61 Australian code gives that immediate human connection point. The spiritual promise becomes reachable, potentially 24/7, thanks to modern tech. It closes the gap between the sort of timeless, universal nature of astrology and the very urgent, immediate need of a potential client who might be desperately scrolling at 2 a.m. It says, we're open, we're local, we're ready.
Okay, so stepping back, what does this all mean for us, you know, as learners looking at this source? This text, which is essentially a very targeted ad, is actually a really concise and potent package of knowledge. It follows this clear path. First, pinpoint the universal human pain, but make it feel local and relevant.
Mm.
Second, introduce this profound ancient method as the solution. Third, promise very specific, modern, measurable emotional results and frame it as a positive future. And finally, provide super clear, direct ways to get in touch immediately.
Precisely. The document really is a little masterclass in addressing highly specific, localized emotional needs using these broad ancient concepts. It manages to blend that commercial accessibility, easy contact, specific location with these really deep emotional promises, like the happier chapter together. It tells a whole story, problem to solution to future, in just a few lines.
So we've seen how this source offers a complete package. Problem, solution, method, contact. Before we wrap up, we want to encourage you, the listener, to think about this. We've just unpacked how this service uses local specificity, hammering that Melbourne point, alongside universal ideas like astrology, to tackle really profound personal problems.
Yeah, and that brings up, I think, an important question for you to consider. When we as individuals face these deeply felt universal human issues, heartbreak, disconnection, how often do we actually look for or trust solutions that are so specifically tailored, so geographically targeted? Is that localization purely a marketing trick? Or is there maybe something genuinely comforting in the idea that these big cosmic forces, like astrology, are being interpreted just for you, right here in your city?
That's a really interesting thought to end on, that tension between the infinite and the intensely local. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the knowledge structure behind specialized emotional guidance.